Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Anybody home?
Elevator climb in. We'll be out in a minute.
All right.
The tickets for the ballet this weekend.
Huh? It's this weekend?
We talked about this. They're doing Afternoon of a Faun, remember?
Oh, yeah, sure. Whole afternoon, huh?
I think you might enjoy this a little more if you familiarize yourself with the music.
There's music, too?
Just give it a chance. What's the worst thing that could happen?
The worst thing that can happen? I think it's happening.
Just listen. Beautiful.
When's the Faun come in?
Just listen with an open mind.
Hey, babe, hey, babe, you ready?
For what?
A fishing trip.
Oh, that's next weekend.
No, it's not. It's this weekend. Alwyn just phoned from Lake Bemidji, make sure we were going to come.
Oh, God.
This is going to be the best weekend of our whole life, Hayden. Alwyn says he's never seen anything like the fish. You're actually jumping out of the water, saying, put it there. Go ahead, put it right there.
No, I can't go.
What do you mean you can't go? We've been planning this for weeks. We even got our cabin, cabin 15. The site of such historical events as the Porcupine of 88.
Luther's hooking the toe dance.
Dauber loses the tip of his little finger.
Such great memories.
And can you believe the one weekend we decided to go, they're having the best fishing anybody can remember.
Damn.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. You miss a fishing trip like this, you better have damn good reason.
I'm going to ballet.
That's good, that's good.
No,
good. Come on, get your stuff.
I'm going to the ballet. I promised Christine I'd go.
Oh, wow. Huh? See what marriage does to you? One day you're a guy going fishing with his friends in the woods, and the next day you're this.
Oh, come on, you guys. Christine asked me to go. She never asked me to do anything, and besides, she's my wife. I'll get out of it.
Why are you going to do that?
Well, I don't know. I'll figure out a way, but I am going fishing.
Well, she's not going to let you go.
She's not going to let you go.
Who do you think you're talking to? She's not going to let me go. I am the master. This is what I do. I do what I want. I'm not some submissive little wimp.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Hey, Christine. Hi.
Hey, Why don't you guys go ahead onto the lake, and I'll see you when I do. Huh? About an hour.
Goodbye, Christine.
You sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Hey, have a good time. Catch a lot of fish. See you when you get back.
So, Luther and Dauber are going fishing?
Yep.
Around here?
No, they're going to Lake Bemidji. They rented our favorite cabin, Cabin 15. Boy, they say the fish are really bright.
Does it bother you that you're not going?
No, not at all. I got the ballet.
Come on, be honest with me. I know you'd rather go fishing.
Christine, I am going to be completely honest with you. There's nothing more important to me than being with you this weekend.
Good, because I feel the same way. This is one of my favorite ballets, and it really is important to me to share it with you.
Great. I like sharing. I love to share. Can I share something with you?
What?
Well, I mean, since we're talking about sharing, when we share, we're usually sharing your stuff.
My stuff?
Yeah, you know, like that... Like that symphony we went to that one time 3 years ago or something, and then there was that art thing.
You mean the Picasso exhibit?
Yeah, that thing.
I go to your football games.
Well, honey, that's because it's my job. You have to go to my games. I mean, just like I have to watch that show you do.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, you don't care about the other stuff that I do, like playing golf or going to watch car races or, for example, fishing. I mean, fishing's very important to me.
Hayden, I would love to share any of those things with you. I've just always had the feeling that you'd rather not have me around.
Look, that is so untrue. That's not how I feel. That's coming from you, honey, and that hurts me.
Hayden, this is a surprise to me.
Honey, I wish I could explain to you how important fishing is to me. I mean, I wish I could talk to you about it. And then maybe you'd understand that one or two weekends a year, everything just comes together at the lake. I mean, where the weather's perfect and the fish are the perfect size to give you a great battle, and the scent of the pine needles just permeates everything, and the lake is so quiet, you just sit out there on a boat, and all you can hear is just the hiss of the line, is it? And then the bait hitting the water. It's magical, Christine.
It sounds beautiful. When does this happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's happening now.
Is this one of those things you'd like to share with me?
See, I would love nothing more than to share this with you, but you have those ballet tickets.
You are very sweet.
Yeah.
I don't want you to miss this weekend, and there's a very simple solution.
What's that, honey?
I will go fishing with you this weekend, and we'll exchange the tickets for next weekend.
Oh, boy. Two big weekends in a row.
Looks like another excellent batch of bean delight. Pungent, yet sassy.
Need something? Perhaps a sprinkling of sardines?
Excellent. Be my guest.
It's almost there. A tad dry.
I know why. We forgot the maple syrup.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Christine.
Christine!
Sorry you had to see that, honey.
Could have been worse. Could have been summer.
Are you dropping Hayden off?
No, I'm coming fishing. Hope you guys don't mind.
No.
Hey, that's great.
No, I don't want to get in the way. I just want you to do everything like you normally do here. Just think of me as just another fisherman.
You won't be like us?
Just for a weekend. Does this cabin come with a bathroom?
Comes close to a bathroom.
Well, you just go back 3 trees, make a left, and you'll see the little door with the half moon.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
Or you'll want this.
You keep it inside so it'll stay warm.
All right. Oh, yeah, let me take the net off. We were playing basketball last time. Hey, it's good to see you.
Nice to have you here, Christine. What the hell is she doing here?
Well, excuse me. That's my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What the hell is your wife doing here?
Yeah, I thought you're supposed to be the master.
Well, I am the master. I just did too good a job. That's all. I got in a roll. I couldn't stop and talked her into coming up here.
Hey, we've never had a woman in the cabin before. It's uncomfortable. I can't, you know, let it all hang out.
Good.
I don't know, Coach. I mean, it's always been all men here. It's like a tradition. What would the world be without tradition?
Hey, listen, Tevye. Everything's going to be just fine. She's just another person.
Oh, sure, just another person. We're going to be out there fishing. You guys are going to be over there kissing.
Luther, we're married. We don't kiss anymore.
What about tonight? Whoa, there's only three beds in that little teeny room in there. I mean, I can't sleep in the same room with another couple sharing a bed.
No, I haven't done that for 10 years, since I left my parents' house. Oh, no, it's not what you think. I slept in my aunt and uncle's room.
Oh, come on, you guys. Just think of this as an investment in our future.
What is it? What do you mean?
Well, I had a thought coming up here. Christine is going to spend a couple of days here, right? She's going to be so miserable, she's going to want to go back. When she goes back, she's going to tell Judy how horrible it is, and no woman will ever set foot in this cabin ever again. We are going to be free to fish in peace for the rest of our lives.
You sure?
Positive. I mean, look at this place. Got no heat, got no showers, got wild animals, got an outhouse. What if she finds out what that stack of leaves is in there for?
Leaves?
Come on, let's go fishing.
Okay, we got everything?
Yeah, we're all set. Hey, where's old Mossy?
Old Mossy, what's that?
That's our most sacred artifact, Christy. We've had it for years. Whoever catches the biggest fish gets to wear it.
What an incentive.
Yeah, I caught the biggest fish last year, year before that, I get the honor.
Hey, how much Bean Delight should we bring?
Don't twist the Bean Delight. You better take all of it. Here, Christy, you carry this.
Sure. What is this?
That's a little something tied us over on the boat.
I can't believe I'm going to be sitting in a boat with three guys who are eating this stuff.
Are you going to have some?
Come on, let's go fishing. Oh, Christine, new guy has to carry the bait.
How do you tell which one is which?
It's got to be a lake wreck.
What, did it jump like 7 or 8 times?
At least.
I don't know. I lost track. I can't believe how heavy this is.
Well, Mossy looks great on you, Christine.
Oh,
what do you say, Coach?
Yeah, it's just fine. Yeah, great.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Do you want old Mossy back?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Just wear the damn hat.
Anybody have any thoughts about dinner?
Here's one. How about fish?
Okay, let's go.
Luther, you clean the fish. I'll get the skillet and the shortening ready.
Right
there. You know, Aiden, I have an idea. I brought some wine and butter and capers and rosemary and fresh dill, and I thought that we could build an open fire and cook the fish that way.
We like it this way.
Okay, we'll do it your way.
Thank you.
Christina, hey, maybe I'd like to have my fish your way.
Well, me too.
Fresh dill, Hayden?
I don't know.
No. That's okay. You guys have your fish your way. I'll be happy having mine my way.
Okay, let's go.
So he left the graveyard. It was a cold, gray, misty night. And you could hear him calling. Where's my golden arm? Where's my golden arm? Here!
Christine! You scared me to death!
Tell us another story, Christine. Tell us another story.
No more stories. That's it. No more.
I'm so full, I can hardly get up.
Yeah, me too.
That was a great meal, Christy. Mm.
That was the best fish I ever had.
Really?
Great. Oh, hey, I wonder if we have enough wood. It's going to get cold tonight.
Oh, I almost forgot. Let me show you what I brought. This is it's a heat pack. And all you do is you open it up, and then you break the inner seal, and it starts to get hot, and then you can slip it under your blanket, and it keeps you warm while you sleep.
Let me see that. I've never seen anything like that.
Oh. I brought enough for all of us.
Oh, good thinking, Christine.
Oh, they're out in the car. I'll go get them.
Thanks, Christine.
Yeah, thanks.
She is incredible.
Oh, she's really something, Coach.
Oh, yeah. You got to try this.
No, I don't want to try it.
Come on, Hayden. Just play this. Gives you real warm.
No, I told you. I don't want to try it.
It gets nice and toasty.
Yeah, stop. I don't want to try it. What the hell is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You are destroying our lives, Luther. You're ruining everything. I mean, you're robbing us of our future.
Well, then how am I doing that?
By enjoying yourselves.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, well, you were the one. You remember the speech to Albert about tradition? You remember about wanting to let it all hang out? Well, you can forget it, because pretty soon we're going to have lace doilies on the table. We're going to be eating salmon pate with those little heart-shaped crackers.
She can make that?
I am telling you, this is the beginning of the end. Christine is going to have a great time here. She's going to tell everybody, and before you know it, Judy's going to want to come up here, and then, well, God knows who. And then all of this is going to disappear.
What's going on? The cabin?
No, not the cabin. Us, we, together. It's all going to change.
Hey, don't you think you're overacting a little bit? I mean, sure, we had the fish cooked a little bit. They're going to be a little bit warmer tonight. But, I mean, big deal. Everything else will be exactly the same.
Here they are.
What's that on your head?
It's all mossy. I washed it.
You washed it? You don't wash old mossy. It's not mossy anymore.
Come on, Hayden.
It smells much better.
Oh, it doesn't smell much better. It doesn't smell at all.
That's much better.
Hayden, it's just a hat.
Oh, yeah. It's just a hat. It's just a hat now. You stripped it of its tradition. You robbed it of its history.
Guys, could you let us have just a second here?
Oh, yeah, sure, Christine. We'll be outside. Luth, come on. Come on.
As long as I'm going outside.
Hayden, this obviously isn't just about a hat.
No, it's not just about a hat. It's about dill, and it's about heat packs, and it's about, you know, it's about, I'm really mad about the hat.
No, this isn't about things I've changed. You never wanted me to come up here in the first place, did you?
No.
Then why did you ask me to come?
Honestly, Christine, because I didn't want to feel guilty. Look, I told you how important this place was to me. I told you how much I wanted to share it with you because I thought you weren't going to come this weekend anyway, so you'd let me go alone, and then that way I wouldn't feel guilty.
Oh, I see. So you're selfish and gutless. We have been together all this time, and you haven't grown a bit.
No. That's where you're wrong, Christine. I have grown. Look, I wanted you to come up here this weekend so you'd be miserable, and you'd not want to stay, and you'd want to go back. But then I saw you having a good time, and that really bothered me.
And that's how you've grown?
No, wait a minute. Let me finish. I hated seeing you have a good time, but I hated myself for feeling that way. Now, that's growth.
Hayden, why don't you want me here?
Oh, man. Well, this is really hard, Christine. It's, you know, it's complicated. It's... But this is mine.
Oh.
And when I saw you coming up here and you were going to have a great time...
You know what, Hayden, can I let you in on a little secret? I wasn't having that great a time.
You caught the biggest fish.
Whoopee. Believe me. If I never spend another weekend with a bunch of smelly, unwashed guys in a dirty, unheated cabin catching slimy fish, I will die without regrets. Hayden, I understand you're wanting to have some time that's just yours to do whatever you want with. What do you think I do all afternoon after work?
What do you mean?
I finish my show at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I don't get back from Minneapolis until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you think I do all day?
Make dinner?
I go to lunch. I go to the museum. I sometimes go to an afternoon movie. That is my time alone.
Well, this time alone, do you spend it by yourself?
Usually. Or I'm with Barbara or... Sometimes another friend, like you're here with Luther and Dauber. The only difference is we've usually showered. I love that time. I need that time. So I understand how you feel about this place. Look, this is only Friday night. You can have the rest of this weekend alone with the guys. Do you want me to go home?
No. No, I mean, now that I know you're never coming back here again, I really want you to stay. Hey, come on, let's go to bed.
What about Luther and Dauber?
How about just you and me?
They're out there.
Yeah, well, why don't you say we enjoy this few minutes of privacy?
I'll make you a deal. From now on, you only invite me somewhere if you really want me to be there. And I only invite you somewhere if I really want you to be there.
Deal.
Like the ballet next weekend.